Okay, so the commitment to yourself and humanity. This is a fundamental reason why we join CHD, why we run it as a non-profit. It's a not-for-profit. It doesn't mean that we don't make money as individuals, but we're a meritocracy which allows every piece of income to go to the people who are part of the movement, and the people who are part of the movement are designed to help other people around the world accelerate their minds to become part of the movement. This is why we are set up as a not-for-profit, because really we're not wanting to make a profit for our shareholders or individuals that run the organisation. There is nobody running the organisation. Everyone is equal. When you come onto this platform, you become a partner. It becomes a business opportunity in a not-for-profit situation. That means you're absolutely equal to me, other than the fact that with the work that I've done over the years, I get a creative override. But ultimately, then I'll give that at a point up that when it comes to a point where our systems are working effectively as far as what we call the human blockchain, the launch of the consciousness coin, and all the fully autonomous structures that need to be put in place, which take a lot of architectural thinking. They take a lot of real planning and strategic understanding. So that's why that system comes to me in this position. But really the whole idea and concept of CHD is to provide equality for everybody there, whatever they do. If they train a person, if they mentor a person, then it's equal. If they do marketing, then it's equal, exactly the same as it is for you or me. And it's based on our activity, our choice to take action or not take action. There isn't any KPIs, there's no management, there's no obligation, other than the fact that we all have an obligation right now at this moment to make a difference for humanity, because humanity is going through a very difficult position in its growth. It hasn't grown particularly for many, many hundreds, if not thousands of years, but at this point there's going to be a shift in the way that we have to approach life as a concept. In every aspect, that means work, relationships, longevity, the way we relate to each other, the way we relate to the universe, the way we relate to technology. Every aspect's going to change and challenge us. So we have this obligation to humanity to really start to save it from the abyss, because if we don't do it as visionaries and pathfinders right now, who is going to do it? We're just going to sit around on the playing field and watch what happens in front of us until we get overwhelmed and ultimately we end up in our demise. Really, this is a time where there's a confluence of a lot of factors coming together that have to really be considered by us. Otherwise, we go into this fear state, which is the stem of the brain, where we just simply can't think. We get brain fog and we cannot problem solve or be very creative. And we certainly don't connect with other people, and our empathetic understanding goes down and our creativity bottoms out. If in that place, we are useless. We have to come out of this useless position, which is where we've been conditioned for all these years to be in something called convergent thinking. You might know it as less brain thinking, and you know, or you might actually have divergent thinking. But either one as a polarity is not a good thing, because convergent thinking takes you to a position and you identify through that. It's always to a point in time and that's it. Whereas divergent thinking is multiple possibilities coexisting at the same time, but you can't get your head around them. But we need something called hemispheric synchronization. This is a natural place where the brain evolves to be, where it starts to operate in its optimum form within the reality that we are exposed to, and therefore there is no limitation based around that. There's no limitation based around pain from the past. There's no limitation about self-validation with society or wanting people to like us or anything like that. It's a state of incredible expansion of the mind to get you to the facility where you can really start to open that heart of yours, that soul of yours, and start to integrate with other people in a very effective way, where we co-create and really become interdependent with each other. Otherwise, we start to still compete and go into self and go into our problems, what we want, what we think, and what we think we know. And that is always down a bit of a rabbit hole. It's not a nice place to go, because it will always lead us to more and more and more pain. It's very easy and addictive to go down it, because our identity wants us to protect us within a hole, remember, whereas in the expansive nature of being, it's not very protected. But we don't actually have to protect ourselves from anything. There is nothing on this planet that we should fear about absolutely anything at all. And really, the only thing that we should really be concerned about is when we start to take a position where we're not growing in the world, and we need to learn to grow again. This is incumbent on us to do so. Without doing it, we're going to have a little bit of a problem. So our commitment to ourselves is we don't want a little bit of a problem. And it's not just you might have sort of financial problems, or you might want to get a bit of a return off of some money at the moment. You might want to be looking at your job, or appeasing your boss, or doing something. But this is small picture thinking. We need big picture thinking now, because we're going into massive changes in society, and it needs people like you who really step up to the plate and say, I need the brain, I need the interface, I need the CPU that is going to allow me to not just only survive, but lead humanity forward. It's a bit like at the moment you're working with a computer that's got zillions of years old. You might be on with some old platform, that or a big computer or a desk computer, and really it's time to upgrade that CPU of yours way beyond and put it into this 21st century technology that your brain needs to be. It cannot be in the past anymore. It has to be thinking so much more. It has to have more capacity, more creative capacity. It's got to have more energy. It's got to have more power. It's got to be fed better systems. It's got to have more strategic understanding. It's got to be more dynamic in every aspect of what it's doing. And the only way to do this is to start working the mind through not just there's lots of brain training systems out there, but this is a psychological system. We operate in something called consciousness change therapy. That means that we change the level and bandwidth of a person's awareness, their consciousness, so they can actually have a demonstrable change in how they're relating to society and how they're getting more out of each moment. But bearing in mind, as I've said, the neuroplasticity of the mind doesn't just go one way, it goes two ways. It can be expanding or it can be contracting, and it's up to the operator, you, to determine which one you want. So just because you go through this program and you get rapid advances, it doesn't mean that you can sit back. You need to keep maintaining that, and you will find massive, rapid growth at the beginning. But it goes through these cycles where you start to get this rapid growth. You see new insights, you think quicker, you become more confident. It's much more fun in life. But then that's the first position. It's definitely not the last position, because there is no last position. That's where you start to learn when you're working with other people and you go into higher states of flow. People talk about this all the time. They all identify themselves as in states of flow. But really where I am coming from in this conversation is a superior state of flow, not superior egotistically, but superior as far as the capability and the speed that I can think and verbalize towards you. And I want you to get to that position where you can think and talk as quickly as me. Perhaps get even further. Get further than that. That may be your goal, to get beyond me. Now, I'm 58. I'm giving you the information that I've researched over the last 58 years that I've been on this planet. And that's been a deep dive into what we're talking about. I've gone through many, many people and over the last 15 years in terms of therapy, and before that 20 years in business, in entrepreneurialism, to understand what I'm going to be teaching you. This is high value information that is really, to resource it, you have to have done the work. You have to have done the graft. You have to have sat in front of people with limitation again and again and again to understand the patterns of how their minds are working and how they can grow or retract or become more deficient in their function and identify through limitation and thus have anxiety, depression, and all the self-destructive thoughts that we can within the society that we operate. This is what I don't want for you. I want you to upgrade your systems, as I've said, and really empower yourself into the future. It's a wonderful, brilliant time to be living, but certainly not if we're going to use the same old CPU that we've been using, because we're just going to become a victim, because we aren't going to be able to think quick enough. We're not going to be able to create in the level that we can and thus have a partnership with AI and be able to be effective to take us to the other side of the universe. That's what's being required of you right now. In the near future, your value to society is whether you can take a person's thinking to the next level. And that's what we're going to teach you. We're going to teach you a process of how to do that. It's going to be a career-changing opportunity. You're not going to want to do anything else, because when you're changing not just a person's life in terms of therapy or coaching or something like that, you can park that up for a second. We're talking mental acceleration, so they can start to think and react incredibly quickly. And that's what's demanded of the future. This is about futurism. This is about human beings 3.0. This isn't going from unconscious to conscious. This is when we accelerate away. And that's what we need from each other. We need to support each other, and we need to move forward.